folky experimental black metal from the late 90s, and the song is called Thou Art Lord off of the album Dark Agony. It might be a demo, not sure. Again, it's Nogbold's Palace, so I will get into that now. We are entering our second hour, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Yeah.
some sarcastic. That style of gore grind is just so up my alley. I think it's incredible. It's sloppy. It's, you know, not good. But that's what makes it so yummy and so good to listen to. It's got the, you know, it ticks all the boxes. You've got the absolutely disgusting album cover that looks like it was taken off of one of those, like, you know, magazines, those gore magazines that came out in, like, you know, Mexico or Thailand, or, you know, I think this band's from Brazil, and I think they had those you know, think National Enquirer, but some countries had, like, gore versions of that where they just basically were super exploitative. You know, any of my gore hounds will know what I'm talking about. And yeah, that's the album cover. And you know, the song titles, Stomach Full of Carrion, it's the name of the song, and the album cover, or the album title, is Macabre Human Mutilation. So you've got that all combined with some really sloppy music playing and some really blown out pitch shifted vocals. I mean, what's not to like if you're into gore grind? Although, you know, everyone's got kind of slightly different, you know, things that they look for, even in a super niche genre like that. I mean, you know, you've got the people who really like that kind of deep beat, like punky sort of gore grind. You've got the people who go all the way into the noise. You know, you've got people who just like carcass ripoffs, because they definitely have a micro genre into themselves. But personally, I tend to go towards that, like, sloppy, throw everything at the wall, blown out sound, super pitch shifted. I love that. Before that was some Deicide, just some classic stuff off of Legion. That was Revocate the Agitator, the last song on that album. That's off of the, I think it's the original CD release. I ended up finding it for pretty cheap, out in the wild. So that was cool to find for cheap, like $10, I think. Before that, new band, newish band called Posmo. They're from Czechia, and they play this sort of post-punky speed metal, you know, just kind of amorphous, like, extreme-ish metal sound, but, you know, not really deathy or black metal or anything, just kind of more firmly in that speed classic heavy metal sound. But but again, some sort of interesting post-punk kind of atmospheres in there. I feel like that's kind of a rising genre or, like, style right now, is this sort of incorporating, like, post-punk or you know, that kind of morose, like, twangy kind of sound that you would get from a lot of those 80s bands. You know, a lot of bands are sort of finding ways to incorporate that into, like, black metal, and I guess in this case, you know, more traditional metal. So, I mean, I'm sort of here for it. I think it's cool. So that was Kolej Kaznica off of Vacate. It's brand new. So again, that was Posmo. Before that, we had some English Dogs, some classic UK thrashy metal, hardcore punk, sort of came from the hardcore punk scene, turned into a thrash metal band, and then kind of disappeared and came back as sort of one of those, like, kind of crossover type bands. That was off of Where Legend Began, and it's a song called Middle Earth. Honestly, still kind of trying to get into them. I do quite like that song. I kind of like the technical thrash sort of, you know, element of it, but I do like this, like, the vocals and sort of, like, the almost, like, bordering on deathy kind of sound of their, like, first album and some of their early, you know, like, super early stuff. And then you know, then they kind of lost some of that and got a little lighter and more, you know, fantasy, kind of thrashy, more long form on these, on that Where Legend Began album. And I sort of don't like it as much, but, it's still kind of cool. I was, like, finding those bands that are from that era that, in their own way were kind of like pushing limits or experimenting. So I think English Dogs is a pretty cool band. Moving into the next block of songs, so I'm going to play a track off of this band, Soul Reaper. This band's album, Life Eraser, it's actually the title track off of that album. It's a side project from some of the band members of Dissection. So when John went to prison, I believe this is the band that sort of was birthed out of that dismantling of Dissection. I've given it a few listens. I don't think it's like anything groundbreaking. It's certainly not as good as Dissection. I'm not totally sure if these guys then rejoined when he got out of jail or not. Because I know, like, I want to say that some of those guys that eventually were in Wu-Tang ended up being in that comeback Dissection lineup. So I'm not totally sure. Still pretty decent, like, death metal, melodic death, that really kind of abrasive version of that. We'll listen to the title track, Life Eraser, it's E-R-A-Z-E-R, and again, it's Soul Reaper, which is, you know, a track off of, from Storm of the Light's Bane, from their classic album. So, also, speaking of awful album covers and mid-2000s aesthetics, which I brought up at the beginning of the show, this is definitely, I think it's a Dan Seagrave album cover, actually, but it is, like, not one of his better covers. It is gaudy as fuck. Maybe some people will like it, but it's definitely one of those maximalist, like, let's throw every type of cliche metal thing at the fucking wall and put it on an album cover. We'll put Satan in the center. We'll do, like, now that I look at it, like, I doubt it's a swastika, but it's definitely, like, kind of a, like, wheel. You've got a noose, you've got a nun screaming, you've got some corpses, you've got a pope. It's all red, it's bloody, it's everything. So take a look for yourself. This is Soul Reaper this is Life Erasure, rather, off of Soul Reaper's album, Life Erasure. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
entering our final stretch here. So that was some Thoth, a Polish band that only put out a couple releases in the late 2000s. Sort of a supergroup of some other Polish, prominent Polish black metal musicians. That was from the rather clunkily titled From the Abyss of Dungeons of Darkness. And yeah, just kind of like, you know, I guess it's called depressive black metal, but it definitely has that kind of pagany, militant sort of sound to it as well. And kind of a cool combo, to be honest. I feel like you don't usually get those vocals mixed with that sound. So you've got sort of the pagany keyboards and the kind of militant like guitar sound mixed with the depressive vocals. So pretty good stuff. Before that, we had some Death in June off of one of their early ones, Nada. That's the intro track, The Honor of Silence. Some really good, I mean, that album has recently been sort of blowing me away. Such good, like, everything from, I mean, that song was very, like, western-y. It sounds like a fucking western score. And then, you know, goes right into some basically like industrial techno, circa mid 80s. And then, you know, you've got the neo folk stuff. So, really good stuff there. I ended up finding that CD recently, when I was on a trip, found the like original pressing of that CD. So that was pretty cool to find out in the wild. Before that, we had Hecate Enthroned. That was off of Dark Requiems and Unsilent Massacres. I also found that one recently. Still sealed. Not that that, like, means anything as far as CDs and, you know, collecting and whatnot. But I believe it's, like, the original pressing. I don't know if it was just dead stock or what, but found it in like the used section, and it was brand new, and it's a band that I've always like wanted to sort of get into. I know that they're kind of in that short list of, you know, there wasn't a ton of really prominent UK black metal, especially in that 90s early 2000s era. I feel like the UK is a little, I'm sure there's some bands I'm forgetting right now, but, like, I don't think that they sort of had a lot of, like, really, really prominent bands. But, you know, there was this sort of symphonic scene there. And, I mean, I, again, like, I played Akrakaki earlier. I mean, I think that band I tout as one of the top UK extreme metal bands. And this band sort of came out, you know, in that kind of late 90s or around that similar time. And, you know, I see them kind of listed as Cradle of Filth, but better. And, I mean, I think that that's a pretty accurate description for them. So that was Forever in Ebony Drowning, off of Dark Requiems and Unsilent Massacres. Some solid late 90s symphonic black metal. For our last two tracks, we're going to do some new Finnish black metal, this band called Aude. I think, I'm guessing, I'm just totally guessing that that's how you'd say it. H-O-U-R-E is the name of the band. I think they're just a pretty new band. I think this might be their second album, and this is a track off of that. I believe the album's called Riti 2. So we'll put that on, and then we'll end with some neo-folk from Thomas Ligotti, the prominent author, horror author. But I just found out that he has a neo-folk album, so we'll close out with that. This was Through the Moonless Night on Radio Valencia. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
concerned with the big news. They have other things, more urgent matters inscribed within their skulls, and all kinds of business to carry out. Their heads are just too heavy with so many plans and schemes, thousands of tasks that will not allow them to focus on anything that is so strange, anything that is so uncertain. They have no time to confront some ultimate revelation. They have no desire to find out some incredibly big news. Such a thing would take everything they know and arrange it another way altogether, telling a story so different from the one that is already familiar to them. No one knows the big news. Yet the big news is always there. Like a tiny voice on a radio, it chatters away through heavy static in a darkened room where people are trying to sleep, filling their heads with plans and schemes, inscribing thousands of tasks and urgent matters inside of their skulls, all kinds of business to carry out, little errands, odd jobs, atrocities both great and small, all of which, when taken together, are